think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Bill Raggio, my colleague and co-host, and we're very pleased to welcome Foundation for Defense of Democracy fellow Edmund Fitton Brown, former ambassador from the UK to the Yemen, a long experienced traveler in this troubled part of the world, and most recently helping me to understand the Muslim Brothers here in 2025-2026. Edmund, a very good evening to you. The Muslim Brothers, they are the parent organization, according to the organizational chart, of Hamas. Right now, Hamas is struggling to regain its mastery of the Gaza Strip, what remains of it in its hands, about less than half, fighting gun battles with other clans and with other organizations that don't mean to share. They're pushing back. And Muslim Brothers look to be at very distant to this violence, despite the fact that they claim to be Hamas's they claim approval of Hamas. They're in Istanbul, they're in Ankara, they're traveling in Europe, they're underground. But are they in Gaza? Are they participating in some fashion, money or weapons or orders, with Hamas's struggles? Good evening to you, Edmund.
Good evening, John. It's good to be with you. This is it's a complicated picture. I think we've used the term before, a sort of variable geometry with the Muslim Brotherhood. So it manifests in different ways in different places. And that is part of its strategy. Its grand strategy is to drive towards a global caliphate, but to do it according to what each market will bear. And that means that when it is in a position to take over and to use violence to insist on its own power, it will do so. But when it's not in a position to do that, then it will adopt a gradualist approach and will appear to be a peaceful political force. So in the case of Gaza, or if you like, of the Palestinian areas, Hamas is the Palestinian branch of the Muslim Brotherhood. Hamas is the Muslim Brotherhood's affiliate in those areas, in Gaza and in the West Bank. So Hamas enjoys the universal sort of cheerleading support of other branches of the Muslim Brotherhood. They all want Hamas to succeed. And, you know, some of them got themselves into trouble by doing that because, of course, because Hamas is a long-standing violent terrorist group, it is proscribed in a number of countries, including, of course, in the United States, as a terrorist organization. And what that means is that if a Muslim brother who is otherwise trying to masquerade as a peaceful politician or a peaceful activist expresses gives material support to Hamas, then they suddenly get themselves into trouble because they've given themselves away. They've given away that they are, in fact, supporting terrorism. That's why al-Kardashi was banned from Britain and France, because despite his usual reticence and caution, he expressed direct support for Hamas violence. So the situation now in Gaza is that Hamas has been severely damaged by the war with Israel. And therefore, as you would expect, it doesn't have the weapons it used to have. It doesn't have the leadership it used to have. It doesn't have the manpower that it used to have. But unfortunately, what is proving difficult is to stand up strong enough alternative Palestinian forces who could actually wrest control of the whole of Gaza from Hamas. And so I would say that Hamas, even though it's weakened, it remains the biggest and ugliest bully on that particular block.
Bill, you have a question for Edmund.
Yes, Edmund, outside of the Palestinian territories and Hamas, what do you consider to be the most dangerous branch or dangerous branches of the Muslim Brotherhood?
I'll make a shameless plug here for the work that FDD has been doing on this. And of course, FDD highlighted six branches of the Muslim Brotherhood as being of particular concern. And it turned out that three of those six were then the ones that were identified by the Trump administration in the executive order. So those are the branches in Egypt and in Jordan and in Lebanon. And those are the three that may, in early February, be designated as terrorist organizations by the Trump administration. And they would be a good start. But that's not to say that there are not other ones of concern. Certainly, the branch in Syria is problematic. The headquarters, in a way, of the Muslim Brotherhood, if you consider Al Jazeera to be a key sort of enabler of the Muslim Brotherhood and bearing in mind, of course, the presence of the Hamas leadership. Qatar is obviously key in this regard as well. And the other one that I particularly want to highlight is Turkey, because, you know, in a sense, you have two principal state sponsors of the Muslim Brotherhood. One of them is Qatar, which mainly provides money and also media support, support through the massive global network of the Al Jazeera ecosystem. But Turkey, of course, which is a major military power and also is part of NATO. But Erdogan, the president of Turkey, is on one level, is the head of the Turkish Muslim Brotherhood as the head of the AKP, which is the ruling party in Turkey. And so we need to, you know, again, FDD is doing the work on this. When we look at Turkey, the key thing may not be specifically to look at AKP because people know plenty about AKP. It's obviously very visible because it's actually ruling the country. But what gets really interesting is who else is there? Who are the other Islamists who have taken refuge in Turkey and are sheltered by the Turkish government? And that includes Egyptian brothers. It includes Yemeni brothers and a number of others.
Is Hamas at this point an existential risk? Do the Muslim Brothers act that way that you can tell, Edmund? We have about a minute.
I mean, Hamas is a risk to them because it keeps bringing them over the line where they lose that deniability. But, you know, let's not forget that Hamas is also, in a way, is the thing that makes them strongest because it gets them the global headlines because of the fact that it's carried the war to Israel. And that is what is inspiring so many of these Islamists around the world.
So therefore, they won't let it go. They won't just say you lose and move on. They're going to stay with it no matter what.
Yeah, absolutely. They will never let it go.
That is a strange form of recruitment. And you say it works for them. So volunteers show up because Hamas has essentially self-destroyed itself.
I mean, think about the Muslim Brotherhood's objectives in the West, in North America and Europe.
Right.
A lot of that is manifested in the kind of demonstrations that we've seen on the streets of our city over the last 2 years. And that's thanks to Hamas.
Edmund Fitton Brown and Bill Raggio, Foundation for the Defense of Democracy, reporting on the mothership, the Muslim Brothers, the Ikhwan, dating back decades into the 20th century and continuing. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Paxton.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.